The next item under the agenda is the first item under public hearings. It's case 11905. Ryan and Cynthia Mitchell seek a variance from the rear yard setback, section 115-25C of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the north side of Gum Road, approximately 560 feet west of Roxana Road. The 911 address is 36215 Little Creek Lane, Franksford. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 533, Map 10, Parcel 46.02. Specifically, they're requesting 11.3-foot variance for the rear yard. Received no letters in support, no letters in opposition, no mail returns. Thank you.
Is there anyone here for this case? The applicant?
I represent the purchaser of the property. It's under sale since October.
Okay. Please come forward. Okay,
sir,
before you get going,
yeah,
we need to get you sworn in, so come on up. Now, are you folks, you're the applicant?
My son.
Sir, you need to step up here. We have to swear you in before we
are
can
you,
make any.
Are you an applicant?
Why
don't you folks come on up
come
here.
Come on up, too. Can we do it one time? Yep, mm-hmm. I'll swear you all in, and then we'll have you go to the podium, and you state your name and address for the record.
Robert K. Maddox, 36770 Chanigan Drive, Frankfort, Delaware, 19945.
Okay, can you wait right here?
Brian Mitchell, address, current address, 34360 Indian River Drive, Dagsboro, Delaware, 19939.
And Jacqueline Hills, 34319 Indian River Drive, Dagsboro, Delaware, 19939.
Do each of you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you. And when you go up to the mic, can you just repeat your name for the record so we know who's speaking?
Yes, sir.
You have it at the podium. And if you have any exhibits, you can submit them down to Ms. Cornwell at the end.
I've never done this before, so
okay.
We'll
let me explain what you need to do.
Okay.
Okay. The request is for a variance.
Correct.
There are five standards for us granting a variance. So you have to convince us that you meet the five standards for granting a variance.
Okay.
Go right ahead. Floor is yours.
The property was built in the mid-70s. We don't have the exact records, but we depict somewhere between 1973 and 1975.
Mm-hmm.
In this exhibit, I also have where the survey showing also at the same time that it was signed off from a Mr. Layfield. And it was approved. I cannot read the date. It looks like April of 75 or 76. The buyer's intention is to live here. It's not to subdivide it. It's to use it as it is existing. The pool, the separate house in the back, and the existing home have always been there from the get-go. It's changed hands several times. Since the original owner when it was built. Title has been issued. Nothing was ever observed as far as rear setback violation until the last and most recent survey. That's when we just noticed that the pool wall was almost on the line, and the guest house is a little 7 inches from the rear of the property line. We also got a letter. It's actually an email from the next door neighbor if you're facing the property to the left. He has no objection. We're not asking for anything different. We just want to continue the use and the pleasure it's been since the get-go.
There's a shed. It looks like it's...
They have all been removed, and I have pictures here if I can... I sound like I'm in court, but...
Here's the letter.
You can send any exhibits to Ms. Cornwell down there at the end.
And it shows in the pictures where the sheds have been removed since the last survey.
Okay. Ms. Cornwell, she mentioned something about the pool, but I don't see that.
Yeah.
The pool is in compliance with the code. It's the
pool house
that is too close to the rear yard setback line.
And it needs 11.3-foot variance.
Correct.
Okay. Can you address the standards for granting a variance?
Well, the uniqueness of property, like I said, it's been that way. It's changed hands at least three or four times. It cannot otherwise be developed. I mean, it's the intention of the buyer is to use it for his own pleasure and his family. It was not created by the applicant simply because of the fact it was built from the original owner. And it's changed hands, again, I'm saying redundant, at least three or four times that I'm aware of.
Okay.
The home has been in existence, some records, I'm figuring about 73, some are from 1975, but somewhere in that two-year period is where we're guessing. It's only the rear setback. The sides and the front are more than adequate as far as the setback lines are.
Okay. Other questions?
I have other copies if anybody else needs to see any. Not knowing what I needed, I brought a couple copies.
If it's a different exhibit, you could send? Okay, we've got this. It's here.
No,
we're all looking at it.
But I thought the pictures would show you that the sheds have been removed.
Do you gentlemen have questions for this lady?
No questions.
No?
Okay. I do. When was the last time it changed hands? You said it's changed hands several times?
2001.
2001?
2001, correct.
Okay, so as we look at the survey today, this is the survey basically the same as what it was in 2001?
Yes, sir.
With the pool and
yes.
Everything? And have you spoken to your neighbors?
I have. As a matter of fact, the letter that we just submitted is from the neighbor, Mr. Bradford Morris and his wife. And they've lived there for probably 25 years.
Thank you.
And his phone number is on that document as well, if he needs to be contacted.
Okay. Did you have something you'd like to add, sir?
I'm just here. My son.
Your name?
Is Robert K. Maddox. My son Ryan Maddox is in the process of purchasing this property. We've been in that situation since October. Certain conditions have arisen. I'm here to support it. I agree with what's being said here. Just from my observation of the pictures, it looks like this was probably part of a bigger farm that was subdivided probably in the 50s or the 60s, given that the lots are all the same size. I'm surprised you don't have the records, but somebody had let that slide in maybe many, many years ago. So my son, as I said, he works for your prison system up in Smyrna, so he's on double duty, and he couldn't be here this evening due to the problems they've having. He's a ex-Marine who is disabled, and we're trying to get him into a home.
Okay.
So I just appreciate if we could get this thing passed and through.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank
you.
Any
other more questions for me?
I don't know. Mr. Sharp?
No complaints that you know of about it?
No.
Is there a septic system on the property?
It's going to be getting a new septic system.
Now, where is that located? Is that in the rear yard?
To the left and towards the rear, yes. Ken Walsh, a multi-coastal, has already got the permit to do that.
Could you just kind of, if you could just kind of show me as an idea where that is?
This, of course, all this is gone. This was a playhouse, one daughter, a separate shed that's been removed. This was a
trampoline. Looks
trampoline,
like.
Or that was actually the old swing. But it's going to go, and this it could start about maybe right here.
Where's the existing one?
It's right in here.
Okay.
Like I said, all the permits and everything have been obtained.
Okay, so closer to the house on the west side, it looks like.
Yes, which is Mr. Morris's house, and I've also spoken to him at length about the septic, and
okay.
He has no issues with that as well.
I presume the house, the pool house, can't be moved. It's a concrete structure or
yes,
something like that.
It's all brick on
it's
a permanent
brick.
Block foundation.
And I don't know if you just misspoke, but I think you said something about it being a guest house. Is that it? Nobody's living there, right? It's
no.
Just a pool house for servicing the pool. Okay. All right, I have no further questions. Thank you.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, no other questions from members of the board. Is there anyone here in favor of this case? And is there anyone here in opposition to the case? Hearing none, chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion we approve case number 11,905 for the following reasons. It was built since 1973 to 1975. This variance is necessary to able to use of the property. It is the only way they can make it work without causing a hardship. This variance will not alter the character of the neighborhood and will not impair the adjacent property. This variance is a minimum variance that will full relief and is the least modification.
Second.
I have a motion and a second, and by roll call vote, Mr. Hudson.
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Workman.
Aye for those reasons stated.
And I too for the reasons stated, and therefore the motion is approved 3-0 for case number 11905.